your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Now, this is a huge event that's sort of crept up on us, actually. This is the Crankworks event. Now, it says in the Cairns Post today, Cairns attendees at this week's Crankworks event might just witness riders navigating the most impressive course ever put together. And I've got the bloke involved in that event, as it was some years ago, putting this together. He's just a genius at this sort of thing, and he does them worldwide. Anyway, according to Crankworks' managing director, Darren Kinnaird, the festival due to begin tomorrow afternoon will showcase the world's best mountain biking talent. More than 4,000 tickets have already been purchased, but more are still available. Anyway, I've got that gentleman who has been important in the developing, not just of this particular maze of tracks, etc., and the best in the world, according to this, but also Wangetti Trail. He's the brains behind the Wangetti Trail. You might remember him on this show on numerous occasions and on Channel 7 News, etc. He's now Director, World Trail and Crankworks in Cairns, track manager Glenn Jacobs. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going today?
We haven't had a yarn for some time, Glenn, but it's great to have you back on the program again, because we did lots of these, didn't we, over the years?
That's true, yeah. It's good to talk to you again, John.
Let's get stuck into this. Can you give us a bit of the history of that of that series of tracks, or that maze of tracks that you've been involved in creating up there?
Yeah, well, look, Crankworks itself, it only had three stops in the world every year, and it was Austria, Canada, and New Zealand. And, you know, quite a few years ago, Mick Hanna, Tracy Hanna and Mick Hanna, brother and sister, who are, you know, international riders, he said to me one day, he said, wouldn't it be good if we can get this event to Cairns, you know? And I said, look, let's make some phone calls and let's start the ball rolling. And you know what? And here we are after quite a few years. It took a while. But TTNQ, Queensland Tourism, everybody got on board, you know. And, you know, even Skyrail, everybody was just going, let's get something like this here. And what it is, Crankworks is, it's like a freestyle event in those fields there, right beside JCU there. And it is just an absolute spectacle. The best way to explain it, I think, John, is like, you know, the Winter Olympics, when you see all that freestyle, you know, skiing and all those Mowgli type things, you know, that they have. Well, it's exactly like that, with these huge jumps and big backflips and stuff like that. And you can just sit there and take it all in a really nice atmosphere.
I want to know what actually comprises something that gets the best rap in the world. Now, this is what Darren Kinnaird has said about this. Maybe the most impressive course build I've ever seen. Really awesome. The design's really impressive. We've never seen a slope-style course this unique. It gives the athletes so many options to get creative. Now, can you go back to the beginning and talk to us about how you put this together so it gets this sort of rap as the best in the world?
Certainly. Well, it's all about the obstacles and the freestyle obstacles and how it's shaped. We put a team together to deliver this, and we brought in some unique specialists, Tom Hay from New Zealand and Remy Morton, who's an Australian, and they came into our company, World Trail, to deliver this. And what it is you're sort of starting at a certain point, an elevation. You're coming down, and every 30 metres or so, there's a jump or a lip and a huge landing. And what the riders do with that, while they're in the air, is the creative thing, John. You know, so they are they're sort of gauged on their skill level and how they sort of get through all these obstacles to the bottom. And slope style is really uniquely different. The word says it's slope, it's coming down a slope, but it's also all the styles in the world, you know. So one rider at a time coming down this course that's around 30 seconds long, and you can basically see it from the start to the finish, you know. The start sort of tucked in the rainforest a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's just an absolute beautiful manicured course. And look, very proud of everybody involved, and they just went to town to be as creative as possible. And just to probably, you know, the backdrop, we're really lucky to have, you know, JCU, if you ever go to JCU and stand there, it's just beautiful, tucked in this beautiful horseshoe. The mountain ranges tuck around, and the back of JCU, where we had the World Championships years ago. It's just beautiful. It really showcases our unique lifestyle, the mountains and the rainforest. And we're just in the...
Does the top actually come out right up there in the Karanda Range Road?
No. That's the Karanda downhill that where everybody goes and rides. But okay. No, this is just... The elevation's not high. It's only, 40 metres, 50 metres where they start. And they're just in the... An old area there near the quarry that used to be there years ago. But it's all grown back. It's all beautiful rainforest. So it's just at the back of JCU.
Yeah. Now, yesterday they'd already sold 4,000 tickets. Have you got advice to spectators? What would be a good position to try and take for yourself when you get there early?
Well, that's the exciting thing. You only need to be in this bowl. The village, they've built this absolutely, amazing. It's like the Cannes show sort of, It's like they bring all the marquees in and all the, sort of cafes and restaurants and bars and everything. And you come in and you can bring a fold-out chair and you can just sit around this bowl. And all the way we've designed it is all these, six different types of events that are on, and they all come within this round bowl. It's like a rodeo circuit. You all sit around and watch them come down the hill one at a time from different events.
Wow.
So you have to go anywhere. You just turn up, sit down, and take it all in.
That is just remarkable. Glenn, we'll stay in touch. This is a wonderful event, obviously, and thanks for giving me that update today, and thanks for your contribution from day one to this creation of this wonderful course.
Oh, thanks, John. And it's all about camp, promoting our beautiful lifestyle. People have got to see it from all over the world, eh?
He's a genius, this bloke. Glenn Jacobs is his name, Director of World Trail and Crankworx Cairns Track Manager.